Karen's story. A generational cycle. Karen adored her grandparents, Harvey and Jenny Williams. They were born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Both were teenagers when they got married, and they had 3 children in 5 years, 2 daughters and a son. Her mother, Marlene, was the youngest. Karen's grandfather was a good provider, working long, hard hours. He made time for his children, taking them on trips to the New Jersey shore and putting together block parties in the neighborhood. Karen's grandmother worked for the local school system while juggling her duties as a wife and mother. Young Marlene was the pride and joy of her father. He loved each of his children but gave special attention to his youngest daughter, giving her just about everything she asked for. Over time, however, the pressures of life began to take a toll on Harvey and Jenny. Although their love and commitment to their 2 daughters and son never wavered, their marriage began to deteriorate. As a very young couple, they were unprepared for what life was hurling at them. Sadly, the marriage ended. No one knows the specific reasons for the divorce, but what is apparent is that their marriage mirrored a generational cycle of young love, marriage, parenthood, and separation or divorce. Marlene took the breakup of the marriage the hardest. Her hurt was turned to anger, and she blamed her mother for the divorce. Marlene was a very intelligent, beautiful woman. When she graduated from high school, she had opportunities for further education, including vocational training, but life got in the way. Outwardly, she appeared to be filled with confidence, but beneath the surface, she was lonely and hurting. She had a hole in her heart. The one relationship that she had treasured, enjoyed, and wanted the most had moved out of the house. She desperately wanted her father back in the home. It hurt deeply. Karen believes that the hurt and longing drew her mother to a series of loveless relationships. Less than a year after Marlene graduated from high school, she met a young Navy sailor who was home on leave. She became pregnant. Due to complications related to poor prenatal care, Karen arrived 4 weeks early. It would be years before Karen met her father, a relationship she longed for. Society labeled her illegitimate, a cruel stigma that would haunt her for years. The first 28 days of her life were spent in the neonatal critical care unit of a city hospital that served the under-resourced and uninsured. She came home to live with her mother and grandmother. In the early years of Karen's life, she and her mom lived in public housing after living with her grandmother and aunt at times. When she was 3, her brother Arthur was born. The women in Karen's family are smart and resourceful, and Marlene was no exception. She was able to land better-paying jobs, which allowed her to find a bit better housing in somewhat safer areas of the city for her children. In addition, they knew and experienced the love, care, and protection of extended family members, especially during dark, difficult times. A lonely girl finds church. Then there came a break, a turning point for their family. Karen's mom got a job working for a small business in the neighborhood. The owner, a widower, took notice of this attractive, hard-working single mom. They began a relationship, and he asked her to marry him. She accepted. He was much older than Marlene, 36 years older. Despite that age gap, something.